I want to just recap some of the scripture that we've shared here just for a moment. And from Matthew 11, again, 28 through 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are troubled and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." May God's blessing be added to the sharing of these holy words. When this passage was first written, long ago, when Matthew was writing this passage, the biggest burden for the religious community at the time was, believe it or not, religion itself. It had become so strange, and laws and rules and doctrines imposed, that the scribes and the Pharisees had made it a religion almost impossible to be a part of. And so Matthew understood the religion of that particular day to be a real barrier to the communion of God. And so when they heard the words of Jesus Christ, and he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is like light," it was like a big weight had been lifted from them. Sometimes having faith means letting go of religion and embracing Jesus Christ. Several years ago, I had a phone call, believe it or not, right here, just after the 11 o'clock service, and there was a guy that called and he said, "You know, I'm really upset with the way the church is kind of headed." And I went, uh-oh, you know, I had the emergency phone, that's why that happened, by the way. And so I thought, what's going on, you know? And he said, "Well, you know, I don't really believe in God. I just come here because I come for the self-help." And I said, "Oh." And at first I was kind of taken aback by that, because why would someone come to a church for self-help to believe in a place where they didn't really believe in God in the first place, and then feel they had permission to be able to criticize us for not receiving what they had done? And then I thought about the sermon series, and I thought, well, you know, I know it's a little different. And yes, I was a little troubled by it too at that time, but and this was way back. But I realized that in this particular circumstance, they had asked us to really think a little bit different about the service. They wanted us to think of it not just as self-help, but as helping others. And so they had invited various missions across the state and across the world, in this case with our church, to talk about what it is they do in living out the life of Jesus Christ in their own life. Now, I could really relate to this man's frustration, but it was a different kind of a sermon series. And then I thought about it a while, and I remembered that when I was in college the first time around, I'll have to say the first time around I was in college, I was in the same place as this guy was. I wasn't that I didn't believe, but I had constructed in my own mind a God that was near impossible to worship. And I was looking everywhere for self-help, but I wasn't getting what I thought I needed to get. And so I don't know what led me to that, really. I guess I can look back and say maybe it was an unanswered prayer. Maybe it was at that time the Vietnam War. I would come home and I would watch it every day on TV, you know, people coming home in body bags. Maybe it was a natural disaster. You know, if you're looking for a reason not to believe in God, you don't have to look very far. You don't have to look very far at all. But the church is not about self-help. The church is about following Jesus Christ. I told you a moment ago, sometimes having faith means letting go. Sometimes we have to let go of some of the preconceived notions that we have about God and take a look at the God who we experience in Jesus Christ and what he really had to say. Well, the faith that I developed throughout my youth, I know, was, you know, just impossible to worship a God like that. a God that I had constructed in my own false thoughts, and life had become so hard and burdened that I wanted to blame everything that happened to me on God. Everything that happened to me. But as I've said, sometimes faith means letting go. I had thought that when bad things happened to good people, it was because of their sin. I had thought when good things happened to people, it was because God favored them in some way. Only after a couple of years of being out on my own, you know, and trying to make it on my own, did I discover that the God who played favorites, the God who punished people because of their sins in this life, was really difficult for me to worship. And I was angry. I was angry at that time. And the way I worked out my anger was just by not going to church. I'd given up on church. Now, I finally shared my thoughts with a very wise mentor pastor. And he looked over at me, and I'll never forget it. And he said, "Terry Jones, I couldn't worship that God either." And for a moment, I thought, what? This is a preacher. I came here for help to help me guide me back to God. And he's telling me I can't worship that God either. And what I discovered, though, the God that he was worshiping and what he was describing to me was the God made known in Jesus Christ, who said to us, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden, and learn from me. Learn from me." Perhaps we've come to a place in time where we need to let go of some things, some of our own preconceived notions of God, and reflect upon a kinder, gentler image of God to know the words, Jesus we know from the words of the scripture, especially if we're going to reach the next generation. And what's brought me to this place, you're probably wondering right now, what on earth has brought him to this place? Well, there was a Facebook posting a couple of months ago, and I looked on there, and there was a younger person. She had announced quite boldly and bravely to her whole family and friends that she had come to a place where she could no longer believe in God. And so she said, really boldly, right there in her Facebook, with everybody she knew, that she was going to walk away from Christianity and considered herself to be an atheist. Now, somebody that knew her, that hurt greatly. And I know that her parents and her friends and all those she grew up with were really, really hurt too, the way she did it. Because I know her family to be professing Christians and great people, and she's a great person too, there's no doubt about that. But I would agree with most caring parents, there would have been a better way to discover or to talk about faith rather than Facebook. But nonetheless, she felt in her own mind and her own thoughts that she had to announce this in that way. Now, this young woman, I think, is reaching out. I think she's reaching out to family, to friends, to the church, to the scriptures, and I wouldn't doubt if she's not reading all that she can to discover again who God is. And I know if she's looking, that like it says in the Revelation of John, where it says, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come to you." When God comes to us in Jesus Christ, sometimes it's a lot different than what we learned in our youth, or what we learned from our friends, or from even our parents, or from even our church. If perhaps, or maybe I should say, if I or we, the church, were able to speak to this young child of God directly, I wonder what we might say. I wonder what we might say individually. All of us would probably have words that would be hopefully helpful for her. Perhaps we could say, as Soren Kierkegaard did years ago, "Faith is like floating in 7,000 fathoms of water in the ocean. If you struggle, if you tense up, if you thrash about, you'll eventually sink But if you relax and you trust, you will float. Perhaps we could say that just because you think God does not exist now does not mean that you cannot change in the future. And I remember this because my mother told me when I'd come home from college the first time, you know, and said, "Well, I'm not sure I believe all that anymore, Mom." You know what Mom said? "That's okay. Later in life, you will return to it." And she was quoting a proverb, right? "Show them the way of the Lord, and later in life, they will return to it." And she was right. I did. Perhaps we could say that just because you think God does not answer prayer, maybe you should do as Kierkegaard said and say, prayer doesn't change God, it changes him who prays. Or it changes, in this case, her who prays. Perhaps we could say that faith is not necessarily belief. Faith is more about trust. Trust, fiducia, is what it's called in theological language. And sometimes you just have to trust and let go and do until you find the faith, because letting go of all things that hold you back can really be a pathway to God. Faith in God for a Christian is never meant to be about holding on to our own thoughts at all costs and never letting go, or our own convictions. In fact, spiritual growth and mature faith is more about letting go and picking up all that you have and following the life of Jesus Christ. Read the words of Jesus this week. Go home and read if you got a red letter version, read it and see if you do not agree. Do you remember the story of Peter? That's one of my favorite childhood stories. He was walking on water. Peter wanted to be like Jesus, so he got out of the boat and he started to try to walk, and he did for a little ways, right? And then he began to sink because he began to struggle. He began to fear and he began to doubt and he began to sink. And guess what? When he cried out to Jesus, all the things changed at that moment and he was saved. I think life will not always be easy just because you're a Christian. And that's really not what this scripture today is about. It won't always be easy. But when you're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety, and you have troubled moments and burdens that are just seem too great to handle, I hope you'll remember that Jesus is our hope, and Jesus is our future. And in Jesus Christ, we have the power really to supernaturally change the circumstances that surround us. If you'll trust. Sometimes even the faithful struggle. And when we do, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and troubled and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your troubled souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Perhaps when it comes to faith, some of us struggle a bit too much. Sometimes letting go can be a pathway to faith. May it be so. Amen.